Optical Variability of Quasars with 20-Year Photometric Light Curves, by Zachary Stone et al. We study the optical grief photometric variability of a sample of 190 quasars within the SDSS Stripe 82 region that have long-term photometric coverage during approximately 1998 to 2020 with SDSS, PANSTARRS-1, the Dark Energy Survey, and dedicated follow-up monitoring with Blanco 4m, DECAM. With on average approximately 200 nightly epochs per quasar per filter band, we improve the parameter constraints from a damped random walk, DRW, model fit to the light curves over previous studies with 10 to 15 years baselines and is less than or equal to 100 epochs. We find that the average damping timescale tau DRW continues to rise with increased baseline, reaching a median value of approximately 750 days, G-band, in the rest frame of these quasars using the 20YR light curves. Some quasars may have gradual, long-term trends in their light curves, suggesting that either the DRW fit requires very long baselines to converge, or that the underlying variability is more complex than a single DRW process for these quasars. Using a subset of quasars with better constrained tau DRW, less than 20% of the baseline, we confirm a weak wavelength dependence of tau DRW lambda caret 0.51 plus or minus 0.20. We further quantify optical variability of these quasars over days to decades timescales using structure function, SF, and power spectrum density, PST, analyses. The SF and PST measurements qualitatively confirm the measured, hundreds of days, damping timescales from the DRW fits. However, the ensemble PST is steeper than that of a DRW on timescales less than approximately a month for these luminous quasars, and this second breakpoint correlates with the longer DRW damping timescale. This was Optical Variability of Quasars with 20-Year Photometric Light Curves, by Zachary Stone et al.